Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 35, 10 Benefits of Rising Early and How to Do It by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I am Justin Mollick, and I'm happy to be reading to you some content today from Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And this one is about getting up early, why, and how to do it. It's very funny to me that I'm reading this post to you because it's almost hypocritical, but I'll tell you about that at the end of the show. And I'm trying to keep these intros on the shorter side for you so that I can jump right into the content and start reading to you. So with that, let's start optimizing your life. 10 Benefits of Rising Early and How to Do It by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Quote, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Ben Franklin, famously. Quote, put no trust in the benefits to accrue from early rising as set forth by the infatuated Franklin. Mark Twain. Recently, reader Rob asked me about my habit of waking at 4:30 a.m. each day and asked me to write about the health benefits of rising early, which I thought was an excellent question. Unfortunately, there are none that I know of. However, there are a ton of other great benefits. Now, let me first say that if you're a night owl and that works for you, I think that's great. There's no reason to change, especially if you're happy with it. But for me, switching from being a night owl to an early riser, and yes, it is possible, has been a godsend. It has helped me in so many ways that I never go back. Here are just a few. Number one, greet the day. I love being able to get up and greet a wonderful new day. I suggest creating a morning ritual that includes saying thanks for your blessings. I'm inspired by the Dalai Lama, who said, quote, every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. I am not going to waste it. I'm going to use all my energies to develop myself, to expand my heart out to others, to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. I'm going to have kind thoughts towards others. I am not going to get angry or think badly about others. I'm going to benefit others as much as I can. End quote. Number two, amazing start. I used to start my day by jumping out of bed, late as usual, and rushing to get myself and the kids ready, and rushing to drop them to school and come into work late. I would walk into work, looking rumpled and barely awake, grumpy and behind everyone else. Not a great start to your day. Now, I have a renewing morning ritual. I've gotten so much done before 8 a.m., my kids are early and so am I, and by the time everyone else gets into work, I've already gotten a head start. There's no better way to start off your day than to wake early, in my experience. Number three, quietude. No kids yelling, no babies crying, no soccer balls, no cars, no television noise. The early morning hours are so peaceful, so quiet. It's my favorite time of day. I truly enjoy that time of peace, that time to myself when I can think, when I can read, when I can breathe. Number 4, sunrise. People who wake late miss one of the greatest feats of nature, repeated in full stereo vision each and every day, the rise of the sun. I love how the day slowly gets brighter, when the midnight blue turns to lighter blue, when the brilliant colors start to seep into the sky, when nature is painted in incredible colors. I like doing my early morning run during this time, and I look up at the sky as I run and say to the world, what a glorious day. Really, I really do that. Corny, I know. Number 5, breakfast. Rise early and you can actually have time for breakfast. I'm told it's one of the most important meals of the day. Without breakfast, your body is running on fumes until you are so hungry at lunchtime that you eat whatever unhealthy thing you can find. The fattier and sugarier, the betterier. But eat breakfast and you are sated until later. Plus, eating breakfast while reading my book and drinking my coffee in the quiet of the morning is eminently more enjoyable than scarfing something down on the way to work or at your desk. Number 6, exercise. There are other times to exercise besides the early morning, of course, but I've found that while exercising right after work is also very enjoyable, it's also liable to be canceled because of other things that come up. Morning exercise is virtually never canceled. Number 7, productivity. Mornings, for me at least, are the most productive time of day. I like to do some writing in the morning when there are no distractions before I check my email or blog stats. I get so much more done by starting on my work in the morning. Then, when evening rolls around, I have no work that I need to do and I can spend it with family. Number 8, goal time. Got goals? Well, you should. And there's no better time to review them and plan for them and do your goal tasks than first thing. You should have one goal that you want to accomplish this week. And every morning, you should decide what one thing you can do today to move yourself further towards that goal. And then, if possible, do that first thing in the morning. Number 9, commute. No one likes rush hour traffic, except for big oil. Commute early and the traffic is much lighter and you get to work faster and thus save yourself more time. Or better yet, commute by bike. Or even better yet, work from home. Number 10, appointments. It's much easier to make those early appointments on time if you get up early. Showing up late for those appointments is a bad signal to the person you're meeting. Showing up early will impress them. Plus, you get time to prepare. How to become an early riser. 1. Don't make drastic changes. Start slowly by waking just 15 to 30 minutes earlier than usual. Get used to this for a few days, then cut back another 15 minutes. Do this gradually until you get to your goal time. 2. Allow yourself to sleep earlier. You might be used to staying up late, perhaps watching TV or surfing the internet, but if you continue this habit while trying to get up earlier, sooner or later one is going to give. And if it is the early rising that gives, then you will crash and sleep late and have to start over. I suggest going to bed earlier, even if you don't think you'll sleep, and read while in bed. If you're really tired, you just might fall asleep much sooner than you think. Number 3, put your alarm clock far from your bed. If it's right next to your bed, you'll shut it off or hit snooze. Never hit snooze. If it's far from your bed, you have to get up out of bed to shut it off. By then, you're up. Now you just have to stay up. Number 4, get out of the bedroom as soon as you shut off the alarm. Don't allow yourself to rationalize going back to bed. Just force yourself to go out of the room. My habit is to stumble into the bathroom and go pee. By the time I've done that and flushed the toilet and washed my hands and looked at my ugly mug in the mirror, I'm awake enough to face the day. Number 5, do not rationalize. If you allow your brain to talk you out of getting up early, you'll never do it. Don't make getting back in bed an option. Number 6, have a good reason. Set something to do early in the morning that's important. This reason will motivate you to get up. I like to write in the morning, so that's my reason. Also, when I'm done with that, I like to read all of your comments. Number 7, make waking up early a reward. Yes, it might seem at first that you're forcing yourself to do something hard, but if you make it pleasurable, soon you will look forward to waking up early. A good reward is to make a hot cup of coffee or tea and read a book. Other rewards might be a tasty treat for breakfast, smoothies, yum, or watching the sunrise or meditating. Find something that's pleasurable for you and allow yourself to do it as part of your morning routine. Number 8, take advantage of all that extra time. Don't wake up an hour or two early just to read your blogs unless that's a major goal of yours. Don't wake up early and waste that extra time. Get a jump start on your day. I like to use that time to get a head start on preparing my kids' lunches, on planning for the rest of the day when I set my MITs, on exercising or meditating, and on reading. By the time 6:30 rolls around, I've done more than many people do the entire day. You just listened to the post titled 10 Benefits of Rising Early and How to Do It by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. This is really funny to me because I am a night owl. I feel like I always have been. So when I hear the speech about getting up earlier, I get it, but I struggle so badly in attempting to do it, and like you mentioned, if you're a night owl, it might not be for you. Although, I'm not really sure I attempted at all, because I'm such a night owl that I'm borderline nocturnal much of the time. It's not uncommon that you'll find me waking up at 4 p.m., and that can really only happen when I'm self-employed, like I am currently, so it's been happening somewhat frequently. Yet with all that said, I could relate to a lot of the points because working between 3 and 4 a.m. is actually almost the same as he mentioned in the post. There's quietude, I can see the sunrise, and there's time for goals, and even exercise. For me, it's about being a severe introvert and only being able to work when everyone else is away or extremely quiet, so that's just me. But I don't recommend my lifestyle because it messes with eating times and I tend to feel more out of whack when I'm nocturnal. And I've even become so nocturnal before that I kept going to bed later and later and eventually worked my way all the way back around to a normal sleep schedule. And I coined that sleep cycling. Wrap your head around that one. But definitely don't try that at home. I don't recommend it. But enough of that. As you might have noticed, I didn't have any ads in this episode. And when that's the case, I do like to encourage you to support the show in one way or another. So I'll briefly mention a really easy way to show your support. And that's just to tweet me at Old Podcast. That's OLD Podcast. And you can tweet me with whatever you want, really. Your feedback or suggestions for new authors, you name it. The little conversations back and forth with you helps keep me motivated, so feel free to do that. Again, my Twitter handle is at Old Podcast. All right, that is episode 35. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning, right? I'll be heading to bed when you're waking up, most likely, so make sure you say good morning on Twitter. All right. Catch you later. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.